Welcome to the Ridge to River Outdoors Podcast. Spontaneous dialogue, enduring memories, and lively tales about fishing and the outdoors. With your host, Doug St. Denis.
Welcome back, folks. We are going to have a record-breaking show. All pun intended. Today I want to talk about catching state records and even world record fish. Fish records come in all sizes. If there's a fish species that anglers target, there is a record for it. Whether that record is by length and girth or it's an overall weight record. There are even some anglers who specifically look to break a state or world record. There's even records for the type of gear and size of gear you use to catch a particular species. The International Game Fish Association, also known as IGFA, maintains the world records for all species of game fish. You can search all IGFA world records for freshwater and saltwater fishes in all tackle line class, all tackle length for male, female, and junior anglers. That's a lot of records. Now, if you're looking into obtaining an IGFA world record, there's a ton of rules to follow. So if this is one of your goals, I would suggest you visit their website and download the rules and start figuring out their process. You can find that at IGFA.org. So let me just share a handful of records with you that were set just this year. On September 27th, Scott Alexander Jr. of Sullivan, New Hampshire, caught a 15-pound, 12.8-ounce channel cat on the Connecticut River. This fish was 31.9 inches long. The previous state record, caught by Matt Smith in August of 2020, weighed 15 pounds, 5.28 ounces, and was 31.3 inches long. It also came out of the Connecticut River. Now, those fish are very close to each other by size, but it only takes a few ounces to beat an existing record. On October 8th in Delaware, James Lord caught a new state record blue catfish. The 48-pound, 3.2-ounce blue catfish taped out at 40.5 inches and had a 30-inch girth. In an interview with Field & Stream magazine, Lord said he's already got his sights set on a Maryland State's blue catfish record, stating their record is 86 pounds and it was caught on the Potomac River. Lord is located on the other side of the bay from the Potomac River, and he believes there are bigger ones in there that could break the current Maryland State record. So there's an example of an angler who is looking to break multiple records. Moving to the Pacific Northwest, on August 4th, Shane Thomas and his wife Haley Thomas were on a family fishing outing with their two children on Henry's Lake. This lake has world-class trout fishing on it, but specifically, it has a rainbow cutthroat hybrid trout known as a cutbow. Now listen to this. Haley and her husband Shane were fishing. They weren't catching much and decided to relocate their position on the lake. As Shane is raising the anchor, Haley Thomas hooked a monster. At 36 inches long with a 21-inch girth, the cutbow is estimated to have weighed between 17 and 20 pounds. It topped the old length record, which was a 30-inch hybrid caught by Ryan Ivey on the Snake River in 2018 by 6 inches. After measuring the trout and snapping a couple of quick photos, Thomas released the fish. Down in the south on the Cumberland River in Tennessee, at 12:30 p.m. on a Saturday, September 24th, Micah Burkhart landed, wait for it, a 118-pound, 7-ounce blue catfish. It outweighs the current blue cat record by more than 6 pounds. The giant blue cat measured 54 inches in length and sported an immense girth of 41 inches. After having the trophy catch weighed and measured, Burkhart successfully released the blue cat back into the Cumberland River. Catching a state or world record fish has to be an absolute exciting and exhilarating experience. On this show, we're going to talk to another potential world record holder, Kathy Clegg of Northeast Washington. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kathy, before we get into this potential world record that you've just caught recently, let's just get some fishing background. I mean, did you grow up fishing?
You know, I went fishing a few times with my dad, but not really a lot until my son came along. And he is really the one that, I mean, he was born to fish, I swear, you know. He loves going out in his boat. So I really picked up a lot of fishing after he came along.
Wow, that is exciting. So did you and your son fish as he was growing up? He just wanted to do it so much. He's like, Mom, come on, let's go.
Yes, definitely. What's funny is we had a lake cabin. We still have a lake cabin at Loon Lake. And he would say, Mom, let's go night fishing. And at that time, we had a little tiny aluminum boat, you know. Mm-hmm. And night fishing is from midnight till 3 a.m. And I'd be like, well, okay. And then I'd get cold, you know. And so the next time he'd bring blankets and hot coffee. Okay, Mom, are you okay now? Because I want to fish all night. So we just had a lot of fun fishing all night. We always caught a ton.
He was actually encouraging you to fish more.
Yes.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of great fishing stories, but I've never heard one where the child actually got the parent hooked on fishing that much.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's just, even when he was little, he would see somebody fishing and he would rock right up to them and say, well, what are you catching? Well, how long have you been here? Well, what are you using for bait? You know, he's always loved fishing.
That is awesome. So your potential world record comes in the form of a tiger trout. Explain to the listeners what a tiger trout is.
It's actually a hybrid between a brook and a brown, and they're a sterile fish, and they're planted every year. This year, they planted 5,000 tiger trout up at Loon Lake.
It's a pretty good number of tiger trout to be planted.
Yes.
That is incredible.
You never catch the little ones, though. We haven't caught little ones in years, probably 15 years, so I'm not sure if the tiny ones are getting eaten up by the bigger tiger trout. I'm really not sure.
Got it. So now I'm just guessing, but you probably weren't looking to target the biggest fish you could.
Actually, the day that I caught my fish, I was fishing for a tiger trout, a big one. Yes.
Okay. So you were targeting it. Okay. So
yes,
you hooked your tiger trout on August 7th of this year. Walk us through that experience. So, you know, where were you and what happened?
Well, we have our lake place at Loon Lake, and we have a dock out there, and we have some fishing pole holders. And I'd thrown my line out and set my pole in the pole holder. And then I was playing with my granddaughter, and all of a sudden my son starts yelling at me, saying, Mom, you got a big one. Go get your fish.
Wow.
So I ran as fast as I could because I didn't want to lose him, and ran out there, and he was already hooked. So I just started slowly wriggling, and, you know, he ran probably 3 or 4 times. He just grabbed the drag and just took off, you know. So I just slowly wore him out until I could get him in.
So you're using a spinning reel.
Yes.
How heavy was your line?
You know, I'm not sure because my son had put the line on the poles. It was pretty heavy duty.
Nice.
It was something that you would use to catch a big fish, because over the last few years, he's lost quite a few big ones because he didn't have, you know, heavy enough line on there.
So that's a good thing that your son likes to fish that much. He makes sure that you're rigged up with something that can withstand those guys running several times.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
there's an interesting family dynamic that goes beyond the fact that your son encourages you to fish. When your record is certified, he was the previous record holder.
Yes, he was. Yes, the year before, I think it was in July of the year before, he had caught the world record. I think he broke like a 2015 record. It'd been quite a few years since the other guy held that record. So, yes. And we weren't even sure that it was a world record, but we researched and had it weighed and all of that. And then he caught the world record.
Wow. So him being a previous record holder is probably very helpful to you in the fact that now you know what the process is to go through.
Yes.
You guys had the fish weighed on certified scales. A lot of the listeners don't understand. Yep. The scales have to be certified. Did a fishing game officer come down and meet with you at the time?
We actually had to meet them in their office in the Spokane Valley.
Okay.
We went out and saw them, and it was kind of funny because we had been there the previous year with my son's fish. And so the two of us go out there and they're like, "Oh my gosh, so you caught another fish?" Looking at my son. And he's like, "No, my mom got it."
That's awesome.
So they recognized us, of course, from the year before. They verified the species and, you know, look it over. Of course, we're having it mounted. So they said if we find one, if we catch one that's not a world record, they'd like us to bring it in so they can determine how old the fish is by looking at the bone structure and such.
Oh, nice. That's very interesting.
Yeah, they really have no idea how long it has taken them to get that big.
Well, when you get that answer, I would like to know, because that is, I'm sure, a question on everybody's mind is how long does it take a fish to get to that size?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're massive now, yeah.
Now, Kathy, how long does it take for the certification process to be completed and to be recorded as not only a state record, but a world record as well?
Well, the state record, of course, is pretty quick. It's it's probably only like a week because Fish and Game actually verifies it by looking at the fish and everything. The world record takes a couple months. So probably in the next, hopefully few weeks, they'll send me something in the mail.
So you currently have the new state record.
Yes.
And just so the listeners know, your tiger trout weighed 27.42 ounces, right? 27 pounds, 42 ounces.
Yes.
That's a big fish. And folks, I'm telling you, you got to see this thing. I showed some friends your picture holding the fish, and they're like, "Dude, that's a Chinook." And clearly it is not a Chinook, but it is the size of a very big Chinook salmon.
It is. And the funny thing is when I was reeling it in, it jumped all the way out of the water, which my sons didn't do that. And normally like the kokanee that we catch, they normally jump out of the water, but not the tiger trout. So it was very impressive. Even the neighbors down the way were hooping and hollering.
My heart would leap out of my body if I saw a fish that size jumping. You know, jumping fish is not what an angler wants to see.
Right. I was shaking. I was afraid that, okay, this is it. It's going to get off the line. You know, I was just, but I just kept reeling, kept tension on the whole time, and got it up by the dock. And actually my son was there, of course, and he grabbed the net and brought it up on the dock for me.
That is incredible.
And he's like, "I don't know if," he goes, "I'm pretty sure this is bigger than mine." And then my granddaughter, who's 8, was saying, she calls me Mimi, and she was like, "Mimi, I think you just broke the world record."
Wow. So tiger trout are planted here in Washington State. And as I understand it, it's not very common to actually find them in the wild, like natural spawning fish. That's
right.
That doesn't happen. So are there other, when we talk world record, clearly we're talking about other countries. Do you know what the other country is that a world record has come from?
I don't know. The last world record, I think in 2015, was in the United States.
Mm. So somewhere in the United States, which is out of our state, which will make it a world record. That's very interesting.
Right.
Now on your mount, are you going to do a skin mount or have a fiberglass mount made? A skin mount.
No, it's the skin. Luckily we knew how to preserve it because of my son's fish. We went through that process. So you actually cover it with borax, and you have to make sure, absolutely sure, that the fish is at like the perfect temperature so it doesn't freeze at all.
Mm.
And of course you don't want it too warm either. So we actually have a couple Yeti coolers, and they're amazing because they keep everything like at a really perfect temperature. So we did that until I could get it to a taxidermy in Coeur d'Alene, where my taxidermy picked it up. My taxidermy now lives in South Dakota. So he was stopping in Coeur d'Alene to pick it up.
Wow. What did he say when he saw the fish?
He was, the guy in Coeur d'Alene, when he saw it, he was like, because my son went with me, and he was like, oh my gosh, I'm not only in the presence of one world record holder, but two of them.
That is amazing.
And he was amazed at the size. And then, of course, our taxidermist in South Dakota, he came up, brought me my son's mount, and then I gave him my fish, and he was just like in awe. He's like, these fish are absolutely amazing, and that we'd done such a good job preserving them, and they just looked amazing, and he was very excited to work on my fish.
Wow. So what time of year do you think is best to target these type of trout?
Normally we don't get them right away in the year. It's either July or August. But the problem is, it's like we fish for them many, many days, either morning or evening. And many days go by and we never get a bite. We'll get other fish, but we won't get tiger trout. So they're very, very far and few between. We only caught one tiger trout this year, and that was mine. Last year, we only caught one, and that was my son's. So they really are not very many, I don't think, swimming around.
So folks, don't load up in the car and rush over to Loon Lake expecting to catch a bunch of tiger trout, is what she's saying.
Right. Actually, we had quite a few boats right outside, right by our dock, fishing this summer.
I could only imagine.
People hoping to get, and I felt like going out there and say, you might as well go home. It's not going to do you any good unless you can just sit there for days, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, what other species have you been catching? Because you're fishing night crawlers. And so have you caught some other species while you're trying to hook a tiger trout?
Just like regular trout. A lot of times we'll just get trout.
Mm-hmm.
We'll fish for kokanee, but we use corn usually. And this year they were actually, 12 to 14 inches, the kokanee out there were amazing.
Nice.
I'm a little worried because the level of the lake this year is lower than I've ever seen it. And I'm hoping that doesn't affect the fish population or, you know.
I think when the lake goes down like that, because we've experienced some of those issues over here as well, and the fish just go deeper and they just kind of sit down. I just did a trip this past Sunday, and it was a bass fishing trip, and lo and behold, my clients were landing trout, and we were watching them on Mega Live swim all along the bottom thinking, oh, look at the size of that bass. But we actually landed a couple over a pound and a half and one 3.5-pound rainbow using bass fishing gear. And it was quite amazing that they had gone that deep. So
that deep.
Hopefully your fish in Loon Lake are doing the same. So you're going to go out next year and try and top what you've already done?
Of course, yes.
Absolutely. That's what anglers do, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Kathy, what an exciting story. I'm so happy for you. You look just so elated in your pictures. The smile on your face is just infectious.
Yeah, I was very excited because I thought for sure I was going to lose it. So I was, you know, I was so excited to actually get it on the dock.
That is awesome. How's it feel to know that you are literally in every fishing magazine that's printed in the entire country?
It's pretty exciting. I wish it for most anglers that they could just go out there and get a huge fish like that, because it's so exciting and so thrilling. But of course I love fishing even for the little fish. You know, I love fishing for a whole bunch of kokanee. You know, it's just, I love being outdoors and it's awesome.
Very good. Well, Kathy, thanks for being on with us today. I really appreciate you taking a little bit of your time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kathy. Folks, if you want to see a picture of Kathy's tiger trout, the story has literally been picked up by all fishing publications that are out there. Just do an internet search and you'll find it. You'll find pictures of all of the fish stories that I talk about. And that's just a few of the records that have been broken just in 2022. You know, if you want to go out and you want to try and target a particular species, you got to get your line wet. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Ridge to River Outdoors podcast. Subscribe to Ridge to River Outdoors on YouTube and follow Ridge to River Outdoors on Facebook.